Hey, is this Ethan's mommy?
Yes, this is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, mother of Ethan, right?
Do I know you?
Not officially. My name's Mr. Bruce. Bruce Wangsford. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Okay.
Ethan is in my science class. So I just wanted to call and tell you what a pleasure it was having him around this year.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. He really likes science.
So I was talking to Ethan. And he said mommy is flying solo for the moment. And maybe mommy needs a co-pilot?
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding what you're getting at.
Well, I know that we have never officially met. But I've seen you pick him up from school on many occasions. So I simply asked the other day if there was a daddy for the mommy.
I'm sorry.
I'll go ahead and help you out here.
No, I don't need help. I think I got it. I got the picture.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you haven't even heard me out yet.
No.
I was just going to say, I've seen you pick him up from school on many occasions, and I must say, you are just Mr. Bruce's type.
Okay. I don't know if it was implied earlier, but I am not interested in it.
Well, hey, nobody ever hit a home run without swinging for the fences, right?
Where do you get off hitting on me and calling me at home because my son told you that I'm single?
Well, hey, I figured you'd take it as a compliment.
Why? I mean, excuse me? No, I don't take it as a compliment. You sound creepy.
Well, that hurt.
Well, if you should think twice about doing this. This is ridiculous.
Kitten, calm down, kitten.
Excuse me?
Hey, I'm just trying
to... No. Do not.
The claws have come out.
Okay.
Meow.
No.
I gotta tell you something.
I don't want to hear what you have to tell me.
You want to hear this. The claws have come out, and I like it.
You are not to call me ever again.
I hear you saying a whole bunch of words right now, and none of them are, yes, Mr. Bruce, I will meet you for a date.
A date? Have you not been listening to anything that I've been saying to you?
Have you never had Ritz crackers, Cheese Whiz, and vino before?
That is disgusting.
All right, if you don't like that, how about you let me take you out to Panera sometime?
That is even more disgusting. This is not happening. I don't need to go on a date with you. I'm not going on a date with you. I already have a husband. Okay?
Oh.
I am with someone. I don't need this.
So you're saying you have a hubby?
What did I just say? His name is Jesse, and he's going to beat the out of you.
Oh, I don't think so, because Jesse...
No, I do. I don't trust
no,
me, I do.
Honey, Jesse.
You have no idea.
That's where you're wrong, Funky Bunch.
Funky Bunch, what decade are you from?
Let's just say I lived an unprotected life in the 70s.
Okay, this is disgusting. I'm getting off the phone.
No, don't hang up, kitten. Don't hang up.
I swear to God, you call me kitten one more time, I will beat the out of you.
I just have to let you know that it's a prank.
I don't need Jesse. I will beat the out of
you. Just have to let you know that it's a prank phone call. That's all, and then we'll be done. You can go about your day. Yes, kitten.
Stop. Stop calling me kitten. What did you just say?
I said, I'm just trying to hip you to the game.
No. You said something before. You said, what did you say this was?
A prank phone call. It's a little joke action for you.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Bruce is pranking you.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, it's a joke.
Oh, my God, no.
Your ex-husband, Jesse, set you up.
Oh, my gosh.
He said that you told him the other day that you were ready to date, so he wanted me to screw with you a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Hey, but Mr. Bruce never got an answer to his question. Are you ready to date, kitten?
Stop doing that voice, because it's just so creepy. Oh, my God.